Where the fuck is the bathroom? Where the fuck is the... God damn it! God damn it, I need to pee like a foul monkey, episode number 33. Where the fuck is the bathroom?
China thinks it's all about this. China thinks it's all about
this. Hi, this is China.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys.
Ricky.
Shut the fuck up.
Ricky. Ricky.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay, can everybody hear me?
Oh, yes.
Okay, we're doing good now.
Okay.
So, Jesus, hi, you're listening to Foul Monkeys. This is our second time going.
Yay, this is China. How are y'all?
And who's on the line?
Hello. Oh, no, it's me. It's Ryuiko.
Okay,
I'm sorry, Ryuiko. Can we do that again? I totally missed it. Of course, Ricky has to be last and most important.
Do we have another special person in the house?
We do?
I said, do we have another special person in the house?
Oh, yes, we do. We have Shayla. Oh my god, I'm totally here.
Jesus Christ.
We have some volume.
Right?
You don't have to scream.
But Shayla's loud like that.
Oh,
right, well,
Shayla?
She needs to back away
from
the microphone.
It's not a cock, Shayla. Like, oh my god, you're not supposed to, like, totally suck it.
But it's so big, like, oh my god.
Is Ariel and Shayla talking?
Look at it, it's so black.
Is Ariel and Shayla talking right now?
Yeah.
Well, let me go get Tina.
She's probably in there, like, totally finger-banging herself. I bet
Tina.
She's finger-banging.
That bitch is probably had that.
What do you want?
Panty pudding. Somebody.
What the fuck do you guys want?
Fuck you, Tina.
I was in the
middle of something.
Are you
like finger banging yourself?
Excuse me?
What was that?
Excuse me? I know you did not.
Eddie? Or China? Shit. Ariel?
Whoever you like, totally are. Go down like the total list.
Yeah. That was funny.
Oh god.
Who's that bitch on the other line?
Oh my god.
No, you didn't.
That like
yeah, I did.
Says her name is like Shala or something like that.
What is this bitch talking about?
Oh my god.
As ever, forever.
Oh my
it's
god.
Like Shala.
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 Is that like...
It's French.
Is that
get
like
it right.
Sheila?
Oh my god.
Are you like
you,
a
you
French ghetto
French?
Bitch?
I'm
it should
sorry,
be like Shala.
I said, are you a French ghetto bitch? Can you not hear her?
Oh, excuse me?
You
excuse
heard
me.
Me,
no.
Like,
yes,
take
I can
dick
hear.
And, like,
thank
totally
you.
Out of your ears and mouth.
Your ears are probably covered with cum and panty pudding.
And what, jealous?
Yeah, he's like totally. She's like totally jealous.
Whatever.
She just like totally wishes she could be us.
I'm so calling Kelly.
She's probably gonna be like, "It's 1 a.m, Doc."
I'm gonna slap your shitbag. Ariel?
Yeah.
Ariel?
Like, yeah. Like, yeah.
There?
Like, yeah.
You're totally not talking.
Excuse me, is there, like, a fucking echo
like,
in here?
Are you fucking Gina?
No. I was finger-banging her, like, a little bit.
That's like...
Ew. Taste your fingers and tell me what it tastes like.
Hold on, guys. I'll be right back.
Tastes like totally chicken.
Hold on.
What?
She's like, chicken at the
sink.
Oh, sea.
He hung up on us.
Oh.
What a bitch.
Should we even call him back?
Oh, I don't even know.
It's like, excuse me.
He's going to call us back, and I'm going to deny him.
You're not invited. We got our toys and left.
Right?
Jeez. All I had to, if he was going to go give head or something, all I had to do was say, excuse me, but I need to go a few strokes.
Oh, now he's calling.
Oh.
Hold on for a second.
Hello?
No, you did not hang up on us.
Hey, no, I'm so sorry.
Oh, like?
I live in a fraternity house, so therefore and there is a lot of people coming in and out of my room.
So?
Ooh, boys.
Boys.
Yes, so, yes, I am a frat boy.
So have you, like, done it with them?
I can't reveal any of that disclosed, I mean, undisclosed information.
Whatever.
He's done it.
Oh, I
no, I have not. Though I wish there were a couple. But I will keep my mouth shut.
Yeah, right.
That'd be a first.
Oh, don't make me get Shayla. I will get Shayla.
Don't threaten me with that cunt. Her Canadian ass don't scar me.
I heard that she used to go with Kelly to school back in fifth grade when she used to get a Blue's Clue.
No,
give head to who?
She used to get a Blue's Clue.
Oh. I thought she was talking about giving somebody head.
I don't know.
I can't do that.
She's going out.
That totally sucks.
She's gonna go get what she wants.
I'm going out.
And she did.
Whore.
What did you expect, condams?
What did you expect, condams?
Are we like doing the whole video or what?
Well, I actually, explain a little bit about myself more to your listeners.
Please do tell.
Yes. As Ricky would know already, I am a jack of many traits, or jack of all, whatever the fuck that saying is.
Traits.
So you jack off a lot?
Jack of all trades, yeah. And I like to do a lot of photography, I like to do a lot of media work, so me and one of my other friends, who isn't a listener, but I'm trying to convince him to listen, we're planning to remake the shoes video with me, and we're going to go to this expensive-ass mall, and we're going to go to this, like, store, and we're going to be like, oh my god, these shoes are $300.
I think you ought to do that, but instead of doing shoes, do dildos.
No.
This one's too
small. I actually
small.
Have to admit, I have a great fear of walking into sex stores.
I've never been to a sex store.
Ricky,
okay.
You
so
virgin.
Funny.
Okay.
Why is that so funny?
I didn't think it was funny. I just said you're a virgin to the store experience. It's like cocks all over the place. Of course
I know, it's
real.
Just like a whole store full of cock.
Yeah, like, really, that's
like,
what it is.
Like
or
being
tits.
In Disneyland.
And then, like, there's so much lube you can fill a fucking swimming pool.
Oh, that's I know, hard. Right?
There's so much lube on my ass, I could fill up a swimming pool.
Okay.
I've got so much lube in my ass. They can use it for a luge.
That's a lot of lube.
And that's slippery. No ice needed here.
So I just want to say that I really, really want to thank you guys for having me on your show. This is awesome. I'm totally excited about doing this.
Sweet. Now you
Especially
see what
after the
hell we go through.
Especially after the last time you guys tried to put me on a show, and I'm like in the middle of the fucking restaurant. I think I should explain that experience a little bit in more depth.
Go ahead.
I'm sitting, we're ordering, and I'm torturizing my friend. We'll call him Michael. That's not his name, though. So I'm torturizing my friend because he wants to treat me out to dinner, and I'm just like, whatever. So we go to this Applebee's, and he becomes a dick and says, oh, I'm going to choose what you're going to order.
What?
So I'm like, all right, fine, if you want to play that game. So when a waitress comes around, she's like, how can I get you something to drink? And I'm like, I can't. You see, he's the man of the relationship. We've been together for 5 years. And it's just, I can't order. I'm still under so much domestic abuse. And he turned red. So then, as soon as we're ordering our drinks, my cell phone ring, and I look at it, and it's some unknown number, so I'm like, okay, so I pick it up, and then it's you guys on a phone, and I'm freaking out at the table, I'm like, oh my god, it's fucking Foul Monkeys! And everybody's giving me these weird looks, and I'm like, fuck you guys.
And they're all like, what?
And then I had to explain them what the show was about, so I like went through like a quick rundown, it's like all these guys getting together, and they're just bitching, complaining, and making fun of everything, which is awesome, and everything, and they're just like, oh, yeah, that sounds like a great idea, and I'm like, fuck you guys, you don't like, you shouldn't listen anyway. You're the type of people that would probably be like, they're boring.
We have a lot of that, apparently, because no one calls us or anything.
Fuck it, people suck.
True.
You know who does call us, though?
Roy Cobb?
Herb.
Calls us?
Herb.
Herb calls you?
Herb
oh,
calls
Herb
us.
With a sexy voice.
I know, right? Isn't it sexy?
But
it is.
Isn't, like, Tina and Ariola after them?
So apparently,
Gina's still alive, so I guess...
Shut up.
Oh,
What?
Gina, don't listen to her. Him, I mean... Shit, I'm getting everybody fucked up. Oh, shit.
It's so funny how we're trying to fit 6 people into a podcast.
See how hard it is for us to do this?
Yeah. I love you guys, though. I love you guys for it. You guys go through a lot of shit for this show. You know what it does? It makes your listeners appreciate you guys more.
I hope so.
Me too. This shit was
But I'm still not
going to
do that contest.
Fuck you.
Do what?
He said he's not going to do the contest because it's too hard.
I'm so sorry. I just can't do it.
Do you know the name of the shows?
It's the first 15 episodes. Excuse me, I listened to like the first 25 in 3 days.
Okay, well, if you know the name of the episode, the website tells you when the bitch was posted.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
You have to do everything for these people.
I understand, but I don't
have
to sit down and put them in order. It's like putting...
You ain't getting that goddamn $25 gift certificate for nothing, bitch.
Shit.
Jesus Christ, that's hard-earned money. God damn.
Yeah, and you don't know where he works.
Me?
No. Gina.
I work in hell.
He works in hell, and he has to suck dick just to get some money.
That's
and
right.
And he has to pay
Wait
taxes.
Wait a minute. Excuse me. Being a Foul Monkey listener, I have to correct you on that. Gina works only answering emails for long 12 to 14-hour shifts. With no breaks, okay? Thank you.
Did
God.
You hear what he said? I work in hell. The Foul Monkeys Corporation is not a nice place to work. The bitches are bad. They make your ass work with no fucking breaks.
Do you guys get lunch?
Fuck no.
I get my lunch.
How the hell do you eat? No wonder Gina's so fucking skinny.
I know, right?
God, I used to weigh 500 pounds before I started this.
He was a bear. he was a chub.
And then I shrunk to an otter.
Ooh, you morphed.
That's what we can call, we can do now, the Foul Monkey Diet.
The Foul Monkey Diet.
Yeah. You work 12 hours a day and no food.
You know who should be on the fucking foul monkey diet? That fat bitch that's like the sponsor for Weight Watchers now. She's like talking to you on the commercials and she's stuffing a fucking cake down her mouth. Who joined Weight Watchers? It's your second fucking Tuesday!
Christy Alley?
Yes.
I love her.
She's hot.
She's like, yeah, but she's like shoving a cake down her mouth while she's eating.
Oh, I would do that.
She's shoving a cake down her mouth while she's doing this Weight Watchers commercial.
Hell,
I'm pretty
yeah.
sure that cake isn't within Weight Watchers' requirement.
Chocolate. Cake.
Not chocolate cock. Cake.
A girl.
What?
A girl can dream.
A girl can dream.
Dream of this, bitch.
Jesus Christ.
So, who have you exactly had on the show other than the usuals? Any other listeners other than me and... actually, wait a minute. Am I the only listener that's been on the show?
Gaze Okay was on it for like 3 seconds.
Oh, yes.
You're actually... I think you're our first listener, right?
That's actually been on a full-length show, if you will.
Right.
Because all the other guests that we have on don't like to listen to our show.
Right.
Because, you know, I always try to leave you guys some type of voicemail, even if I'm in within my worst conditions, like being drunk.
Yes, that's going on the English show.
Hmm. Oh, yes. Heard that one.
Okay, I don't mean to brag. Okay, first of all, the reason why we might have problems with the show for, like, talking or whatever is because I'm totally downloading these two hot porns, and it may be slowing down the bandwidth.
Wait a minute, did you say hot porn?
Yeah.
From where?
I can't disclose that information right now. I will be glad to help you after we stop recording.
Foul Monkeys. Excuse me. Hello, listeners. Foul Monkeys would like to let you know that Foul Monkeys does not promote any illegal downloading on the internet.
Good job.
No, but you can get as much porn as you want. And send us some, too, if it's good shit.
Oh, this is good. It's Muscle oh. Bear Hotel and Muscle Bear Motel.
I've seen that one. It's so fucking hot.
Muscle Furry Bears. Oh
yes.
My panties are getting wet.
Hold on, is it Motel or is it Hotel?
Both.
Oh,
there's
shit.
There's two of them. Mm. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Nothing like some hot, sexy, furry... Oh, God. My panties are getting so wet.
Talking about me. Oh, my God. Thanks.
Okay.
Okay, anyway, what my point was is...
Yeah.
What it was.
Your point...
My
possibly?
Point is gone.
Okay.
No,
so his point was that because he's a greedy ass bitch downloading porn.
We were talking about our guest being on the show.
Yes, guest being on the show. Yeah.
And the fact that Rico
was
first full link.
Not to brag or anything, but Gina, did you hear the messages that were left?
On our message line?
Yeah.
Yes.
What did it say?
Which one?
Both of them.
Do you mean like recent ones or?
Right. What was the common? Well, what were the two? What was the thing that both people said?
That you're hot.
They want you.
Who said that? Who said that?
He's so hot. Well, one of them was drunk, so.
Oh.
I know.
Are you trying to say he had his beer goggles on?
Do what?
Are you trying to say he had his beer goggles on, you bitch?
No, I would say he's probably, like, not in his right mind.
Click.
dial tone.
Hi, welcome to the Ricky and Ryan show. Or Ryan. What the fuck is wrong with me? I can't get fucking people's names right.
Are you chatting with somebody?
No.
Mm-hmm. Texting somebody?
No.
Mm-hmm.
It's that anticipation of getting that porn that's got him all in a tizzy.
Oh my god, for real. Oh, one of them's already downloaded. After the show, I'm going at it.
He's like, oh god, I just can't wait. We gotta hurry up and get the show over with. I don't see me some porn.
We have to end in a half an hour. Exactly.
It's like, I gotta see me some big, fairy hurt, hard dick.
So how quickly we all forget about Herb and go toward Muscle Bears. I see how it is. Oh, well, then I'll gladly take care of Herb.
No, you can't.
What are you going to do with Herb?
Yeah, what are you going to do to Herb?
You're going to eat him.
What?
What are you,
going to smoke Herb? Or are you going to eat him?
Oh, I will smoke Herb. Foul Monkeys does not promote any drug use for anyone under the age of... any age. Because
okay.
Drugs are bad, kids.
Roy
Be Cub, a winner, not a wiener.
You're full of PSAs.
What?
I said you're full of PSA.
I know. I have this... Oh, interesting fact about me. I have this weird ability to memorize lines from movies, songs, and commercials.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that whole entire fucking Eminem commercial where that chick is, like, singing all the colors. I know that song.
What? I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about.
What are you talking about?
She's like, red, you're stuck in my head.
Oh,
yellow,
the girl from
and then
Will
she's like, green!
Have you ever, either one of y'all heard of the band called Pussy Tourette's?
No.
No? Oh god, I have to send you this song. Well, I don't know if it'll play on yours then.
Oh.
I downloaded it. It's called, I think it's gay.
Jaina, you will recommend the song for him to download off iTunes I don't know what the fuck they are, but...
Hey, I bought the song, bitch. I can send it to who I want to. I think he's gay!
Hey, Rui Cub.
Yes, sir?
James just text messaged me on the phone and said he wants you to come to Barapalooza with us.
Really? James is so fucking hot.
Oh, I know, right?
Getting wet.
Your panty pudding.
Wow.
Testicles!
Yeah.
Vaginas! I used to know or talk to James, I believe, back when he used to have a Barefoot on One screen name called Techno Cub, or something like that. Cub.
Are you like totally finger banging yourself right now?
I'm sorry?
Rui Cub, are you like totally finger banging yourself right now thinking of James?
I'm totally.
Aww.
Right now.
Does it feel good?
That's sweet.
Yes, it does.
Aww. Do you have like a towel beside you so you can wipe your fingers, or
yes,
you just want to lick them off?
I am wiping my hands.
Ew, if he's finger banging himself, that means like he's licking his doo doo fingers.
Finger licking good.
That's right.
Speaking of chocolate, he's like, no, it's been green lately.
No booty call.
No booty call, Duck.
James said, where is he from? And I said, New Jersey. And he said, let's get it.
Oh, okay. I can't reveal where I'm from.
Sorry.
Why, are you in the witness protection program?
I am under the witness protection program. I can't tell you that my name used to be James Dean.
Wait.
Wow, you've gained some weight, James.
And I used to be Gilda Radner. You know, she
and I'm
died.
Karen Carpenter.
We had to do that. Because I was witness to a really bad murder. And
James
it's amazing
says,
the plastic
James
surgery they did on me to make me look so young.
I'm sorry?
I said the plastic surgery they did on me changed my face. It was awesome. I mean, I look so much younger now.
Sure.
Okay.
Hey, keep Rui Cub.
See?
Rui Cub.
Yes?
James text messaged me back and said, let's get some Rui Cub.
Ooh. That sounds like a gangbang.
Wow, yeah, wow, wow. When is this trip again?
November 10th through the 13th.
You guys have to... I hate school.
Oh, you'll be in school? That sucks. I'm sorry.
I know.
Anyway,
I am a college
bear.
Boy.
Next bear. I wonder what Gaze OK's up to.
Gaze OK, let's call him.
He's at work right now.
That's even better.
Rui Cub, you're totally taking over our show. We make the decisions. This is a podcast... chirocracy.
I'm sorry. Because, you know, your shows are so planned out.
You give them an inch, they want 12.
17 for him.
Excuse me,
okay,
I don't...
Sorry.
Look,
me.
I don't start with 1 inch. My minimum is 4.
Oh, okay. Cool.
So you like giving charity work?
I'm sorry?
The 4 inches? I'm like little Kim. Under 7 inches? Sorry.
Sorry.
Yeah, I actually have one of her albums. I love that chick. She's funny.
Is she out of jail now?
Why was she put in jail? I want to know.
Didn't she like lie or something?
She didn't tell
the truth about seeing something or something?
Yeah, she lied.
Like getting shot?
She lied about a guy getting murdered.
Wow.
So have you heard or seen the song for by Method of Mayhem featuring Lil Kim?
Yes. Let's get buff naked?
Yes. Yes.
Have you listened to How Many Licks featuring Cisco?
How many licks does it take to get to the middle of
Because according to that song, she has designer pussy.
Oh, yeah?
Ooh. Sweet.
Her shit comes in flavors.
Oh, wow. I wonder if it's fish.
Filet de soda.
Roast beef.
Mm-hmm.
Prime
yum
rib.
Yummy.
Bloody
with a little
rare,
sauce on the
my
side.
My favorite.
Awkward silence.
I think Rui is preoccupied with something else.
I think so too.
Excuse me, what?
You're being preoccupied with something.
With what?
Are you talking to James?
No.
Who are you talking to?
Yes, who are you talking to?
We can hear
what
you.
Whatever, we can hear you typing, bitch.
I'm not typing.
Not now.
Okay.
I'm fiddling with this little plastic thing.
Sure.
Stop calling your dildo little plastic.
I know. Call it what it is. It's a fucking dildo.
So, is there anything you want to say, Rui Cub?
Well, let's see. Well, if you guys want to check out some of my artwork, you can go to my live journal. Which is RuiCub.LiveJournal.com. I'm trying to...
I have a question.
Yes?
You don't want people to know where you live, but yet your city is listed on your live journal.
Right. So you're going to edit that one out.
No.
That's only for you guys to know, then.
So you don't...
Why are you hiding where you live?
Yeah.
Well... To honestly tell you, in my position, especially, I don't know. I really don't know. I tend to not like the attention that I get sometimes.
I don't either.
It's like, I have 50 fucking people on Barefoot One. Oh my god, you're hot. Oh, you're fucking hot. You're this, blah,
and you
blah, blah,
like
blah, that. And I'm just like, dude.
You're a liar.
I'm just any other guy.
You're a liar.
I'm serious.
You love the attention.
I'm not really
into the attention.
Yeah, right.
I only like attention from cute boys.
If you're not
like James.
Into it.
What? Sorry, what? I got distracted.
Tourette's. I was gonna say, if you don't like the attention, then why do you go onto the website?
Yeah.
I'm Barbara Walters now, and what, bitch?
You remind me of this episode from the Colbert Report.
Uh huh.
Yeah. What was the question again? I have horrible ADD.
Yeah, you suck, click.
Oh, hell no.
Bye. No, I'm for real.
And what? Oh, hell no. Gina. You gotta watch the blog on a blog about you.
Gina.
Hello.
What are you doing?
I'm taking out really tough shit.
Oh,
finger banging.
I like the wrist slitting thing.
Oh, you're looking at it?
Yes.
You would, you freak.
What?
He's like
I'm
totally
slitting
taking
his wrist.
Your slitting wrist picture.
Oh, I love that picture.
Yeah, and so did the psychiatric hospital when you were in there for 3 weeks.
Sweet. I also like the I'm Not a Hero ones too. That's a cool.
A lot of my artwork reflects a lot of the moods that I'm feeling for that day. So the I'm Not a Hero pictures was out of really anger.
Do we get to see the I'm Horny ones?
I'm Horny?
Yeah, you know the I'm Horny ones?
I have those already.
Jeez.
You're not supposed to tell. Oh my god!
You're on Foul Monkeys. You tell everything.
No, I do not!
Yes, you do!
So, I guess I could disclose a little bit of information about me. So fuck it. I'm from Newark, New Jersey.
Yeah.
He's coming out.
I am coming out of the closet.
Isn't that like the second one that's come out on our show?
No, third. We had George Bush,
yeah,
Samantha,
George Bush.
Oh,
and Rui Cobb.
That's right.
Yeah. So yeah, Newark is pretty boring.
It's the armpit of America.
It definitely is. That's why I'm moving to Maryland.
Maryland.
Someday.
Why?
I don't know. I like it there. I like it there every time I go visit.
Yeah, the people that live there are stuck up.
In Jersey?
No, in Maryland.
Oh. What about those people from West Virginia?
West Virginia people are cool. They're just stupid.
Yeah.
How about those people from Lakeland? God.
They're like really dicks.
They should be, because they're stuck between two balls.
That's true. The dicks of Florida.
I swear, every time I listen to that episode, I laugh my ass off when you say that. Because I'm like, that's nice. We're a big dick.
But aren't you glad we're dicks and not the balls? Because dicks get more action.
That's true.
Yeah.
The balls are just like...
I give more action to balls.
I mean, anybody who doesn't tickle the balls while they're sucking dick is a dick.
I know, right?
You gotta give the balls some loving.
True. That's the best part. If you just tickle them a little bit, and they like moan. Can I go to the bathroom now?
Did you raise your hand?
And then there's always
yes,
the little hair that gets stuck in the back of your throat.
Oh, the gagging hair?
Oh, yes. God, get that fucking hair out.
I fucking hate the hair. Let's not talk about this. Oh my god, it sounds like a whore.
Why not? Oh, please, we're all whores. Whatever, go ahead, Rui Cobb.
Jesus.
Did you cough up a hairball the other day? Is that what you're saying?
No, I didn't. I don't get as much sex as everybody says I do. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Everybody envisions me as a fucking whore just because I'm 20.
Okay. Oh my god.
just because I'm 20. I'm so young and beautiful.
See, that is exactly what I have a problem with. The fact that I'm young, and then everybody, and not, I don't mean it against you, Ricky, it's just that everybody patronizes me. And that's why I don't like the attention, because I'm 20, I'm automatically a whore, and I'm easy to get into the pants and whatnot. Like, that's why I don't even go to...
So you want to wait till, like, the 20, 30 before you're a whore?
I'm sorry?
You want to wait till, like, you're, like, 30 or 40 to be a whore?
No.
I was going to say, because you can't be a whore then, because you're too old.
I just don't want to be classified as 20 equals a whore, and just because I'm 20, I'm like any one of those other fucking young kids waiting to fuck anything that walks.
Those are twinks.
Ooh, I hope you see a twinks. Lot of them in New York. Holy Ooh. Shit.
I hope nobody gets offended.
About what?
What I said about twinks.
What about them?
That they're whores.
These twinks rock.
Well, a lot of them
These
are.
These twinks suck.
And if they do get upset, fuck them, shit.
Fuck them and junk.
That's right, fucking whores.
Fuck them, because you know I
Twinkie
like it.
Twinkie whores.
You can, besides, if they get offended, they can send you a douchebag in the mail.
Oh yeah, right, like that's going to happen. We've been waiting that forever.
What's that?
We've been waiting for stuff to come into the mailbox forever.
I know, right?
And no one sends
What do you
us
want?
Shit. Just send us whatever you want to send.
So, if I send you a blank piece of paper to the mail, you'll be happy?
Just rub it in the streets of New Jersey and we'll be fine.
Really? We can say we have a piece of New Jersey.
Or, you could use it to come on and then send it to us.
Yes.
Alright. I'll do that.
You can come on the
That's
paper
fine.
Or you can wipe your ass with it.
We don't need no ass.
Oh my god. This has to be all like good. Exactly. Like, I can't believe I'm like 10 minutes ago or 5 minutes ago I'm preaching that I'm not a whore, but then I'm agreeing to come on a piece of paper.
And send it to us in the mail.
And send it to you in the mail. The postman's going to be
better
like,
yet,
excuse me, this letter's a little sticky.
Better yet, do it in your underwear and send it to us.
Oh, hell yes.
That's
hot. Oh, God.
Yeah.
You already see me in my underwear, Ricky.
Oh.
Oh, wait. Oh, man.
I was like, okay. I don't wear underwear.
Oh. Are we just, like, disclosing information about underwear now? Boxers
yes.
or briefs?
Neither.
Why?
Because they're, like, super hot and they make my balls sweat even more.
China.
Yes. And I only yes. wear, like, the boxer briefs to work.
You mean
outside
thongs.
Of work.
Hell
no, I'm freeballing it, baby.
Thongs.
I'm totally boxers all the time. All the time, unless I run out of boxers.
That
and then I have, like, 40 pairs of emergency tidy whities.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Ew.
And the ones I
whiteys.
Saw. The ones I Yuck. Saw. Weren't too clean, listeners.
Excuse me, whatever.
Let's just say it looks like someone burned rubber in them.
Oh, you had like total streaks. Skid
what?
Mark. Yay.
Oh, Lord. You listeners, this is completely fake.
See, that's why I like wearing whitey tidies. Because you get those skid marks. And who the fuck wants them?
Oh, my God. That is so funny.
I do want to say something to gays, okay, though.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Gays, I was really sad when LiveJournal said that you took me off your friends list. I cried.
What?
Gays, okay, took me off the friends list.
Why?
I want to be back on.
Maybe it was because of the drama.
Perhaps.
He doesn't do LJ drama, I can tell you that now.
Really?
Oh, no. But I'll put a good word in for you.
For some reason, it seems with me that, like, drama follows me everywhere. It's, like, before and I'm just going to tell you guys this in private, so I hope you can edit this out, but...
Don't say anything you want to be private, because... Doesn't mean
there are no private parts here.
Well, then I'm going to have to tell you guys this after my, after the podcast.
Type it, baby.
But, yeah, it just seems like drama follows me every time. But whatever, I mean, you turn to deal with it.
I don't have drama. No more drama in my life.
Well, of course not, innocent little Ricky.
I know, I am innocent.
That's drama.
I did cause up some drama at work, though. At the place of hell, though. I'll never forget that shit.
Oh, your little letter?
Yeah. What'd you think about the letter, Rui Cub?
I'm sorry?
What'd you think about the letter?
Well, when I read it, I was like, wow. That was really cool.
I did what everybody else was so scared to do.
That's the same exact reason why I love Foul Monkeys. Like I did with my iTunes review. It's the shit that you've always wanted to say, and you can't say it because you're too chicken shit to say. So listen up and hear what you would say.
So God. You can blame it on someone else when you say it. Oh, no, I didn't say that. Foul Monkeys did.
I can hear you. What?
Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Are you distracted?
No, I'm not. I'm listening.
Did you not hear the last 10 words I said?
Well, when you talk, I have the reverb of what I'm saying sometimes.
That's not an excuse.
I know, right? Get with the program. Shit.
Excuse me for the first time you ever being on a podcast.
You should know the trials and tribulations that we go through when we do every podcast. Because,
well, maybe
God
if
damn
you would,
God damn
maybe
it,
if we would give out an uncut
it.
Version.
Oh, uncut. Hey.
Speaking of which,
cut or uncut?
I remember that that episode that you did, where you were saying you'd like to be between me and Gay's okay.
Uh-huh. What's wrong with that?
I was flattered.
Yeah.
I think I blushed.
Cat dog. You blushed? Why?
Because I'm shy. I don't know. I can't explain my body reaction.
Jonah? Oh, he sounds like me when I was 11 when I had a wet dream. I couldn't explain my body actions.
Jonah? It just got all wet.
It was just there, Daddy, I swear.
Yeah.
Don't touch me there. Stop.
Whoa.
That's no private
stop.
Place.
Faster, harder.
Rui Cub's like, what? Okay, crickets. Okay, we're like on 42 minutes now, so...
37?
No, we've been recording for 42. You've been on the conversation for 37 because we were talking about you before we brought you on.
That's right, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
We'll forgive you this time.
Okay,
that's only
so
because I'm on medication.
It's time to end the show.
Yeah.
I'm bored, I'm tired.
Why? You just want to get to that fucking porn.
So?
Yeah? Jonna, what do you think?
What? Oh, he wants to see the porn and jack off. Oh, yeah.
I know. He's like, I'm
totally
bored,
finger
guys.
Bang itself.
I totally want to go watch the porn.
Yeah. But...
You want to watch me watch the porn, don't you?
I do want to watch you watch the porn.
I have a webcam.
Do you have Yahoo?
I have a webcam.
Oh, Lord. So, let me see. Anything else
you
interesting about
me? Do you
want
to tell your
me?
Undying love to Foul Monkeys before we
oh my
cut
God.
You the fuck
I
off?
I love fucking Foul Monkeys.
How much do you
I love,
Foul
Monkeys?
Monkeys?
I would try to enter every contest, but I can't draw for shit.
Well,
but maybe
you have,
I can,
you have
maybe
ears.
I can take pictures.
You have ears, and you can hear the episodes to enter a contest to win free money.
I think I will probably do that.
I think you should, too.
Somebody fucking needs to. We haven't got one fucking entry yet.
Maybe you guys should finish one contest first. Because I'm waiting for my video podcast.
Maybe we shouldn't take advice from you because it's our show.
That's okay, Rui Cub. Let's see if this shit ever comes up. You have... Our contest is ending tomorrow for the music intros and the album art.
And there's only three people that entered.
So every one of them's going to get it. I guess we can't do a fucking awards show now.
Who entered? It was me. And who else?
Gaze Okay.
The Usuals.
And Nick.
Yep.
Whatever.
The
I
Gaze
figured,
Okay. Gaze Okay.
Your new fan, Michael Atoi, would enter too.
Gina's still waiting on the cone.
The what?
You're still waiting on the cone from Micro Auto E.
Oh, yes, Mr. Auto E.
Where's
my cone, baby?
Auto E.
Micro Auto E.
Wow!
Hey.
Oh, God. Kitty
hey,
AIDS.
Hold on for a second, okay? I'm going to call somebody real quick, and they want to be on the speakerphone real quick.
Okay.
Micro Auto E.
Hold
Micro
on.
Auto E.
Let's plug in some of our listeners for a little bit.
Hold on for a second.
Gaze Okay. Herb. American Bad Bear. Phone call.
Hey.
What's up?
You're on the show.
No shit. Huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you want to announce who you are?
Yeah, I'm Herb, and I live in AZ.
Hi, Herb.
He lives in AZ.
He can't hear you guys.
Yeah, I can't.
Because he's on speakerphone.
Sexy voice, Herb.
They want you to say, come fuck me.
What?
just that?
Yeah, that's all they want you to say.
Okay, come fuck me.
Okay.
Oh, come on. He can do better than that.
They said better than that.
Like more seductive?
They want you to be like a black Cedric.
What?
Like, come
yeah, okay. Hold on for a second. Do it again.
Come fuck me.
I wish you could hear them. They're laughing.
Wait, so what? How can I not hear them?
Because you're on speakerphone. And I have headphones on, so they can't hear you.
Oh, okay.
So maybe one day when you download Skype, we can bring you in onto the show.
That would be awesome. I can totally do that.
Like, can you tell him I said hi?
Not a second, but later, yeah.
Chats with me.
Rui Cub says hi that you never chat with him.
Yes, he does chat with me.
Oh, he said he does chat with you, sorry.
Yeah, just a little bit. I never go on WWE. I mean, it's like once a week or something. So whenever I see the message, I'll be like, hey, but we haven't talked like in 10 weeks.
So tell him to hook me up with his Bear 411 account.
He wants to know what your Bear 411 account is.
The same thing as my MySpace and my life and all my Bear WWE.
Nice.
Did you hear that?
Yes, I did.
Did you hear that?
Did you hear it? Did you hear it?
Speaking of that cunt.
Everywhere.
Herb, do you know what we're talking about when we say that?
I don't.
Oh my god, my battery's going low. It's about to die.
He is not a
hey,
Foul Monkeys fan.
Herb, I'll call you back in a little while, okay?
Okay.
Tell everyone bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I'll talk to you later. Okay.
So... Wow. So that's what a phone call is like.
Oh my god, Rui is just like totally coming in his panties.
I know, he like wants to be on our show now. Maybe we'll make him a third partner.
You know what, let me not get my hopes up.
Oh.
Because I feel maybe, bad for almost, like, completely taking over your show.
Maybe we'll have a contest for someone to be our third co-host.
And oh my god, I'm going to do it.
No, no.
Case closed. Can't. I'm so going to fucking be the third host.
Oh, yeah,
I will kill a bitch.
I feel so bad for taking over your podcast. I'll be your third host. Okay,
no, I do.
So,
I'm sorry. No, I'm seriously, I'm sorry. As soon as you get me talking, I just can't shut the fuck up.
I know.
Ew, bitch.
Okay, so we really need to end the show because we're at 50 minutes now. And we have to add some... Okay. Hello?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello.
So, all right. Do you know what to say, Rui Cub? Do you want to go out on it for us?
Yeah.
Do it.
Guys, listen to our iTunes and... Oh, fuck.
Okay.
Hold on.
Can we try this better, please?
Okay, take two. Okay. Hey, guys. Download us off iTunes and leave us a review on there. Visit our fucking website. Stop ignoring it. Go tell all your friends to download Foul Monkeys, and if they don't, then they're douchebags. And I'm going to send them a douche in the mail.
And?
And call their phone lines, for God's sakes. Just call their fucking phone lines.
And those numbers would be?
I don't know. It's on my speed dial. For me, okay, if you guys want to call our phone numbers, I mean the phone lines, it's *9 on my phone.
If you'd like to call Rui Cub, area code 843-555-1212. Hey, what did you think about the message that was left on my phone?
Oh, well, I was actually thinking of doing something like that.
Oh, yeah?
Off like a different phone and completely freak you out.
Someone called my cell phone and left that on there. Can you believe that?
I'm pretty sure it's, like, one of your fans, because we all know how popular Ricky is.
Whatever. Okay, so we need to end the show now.
Because I bet you Ricky's red.
Actually, my phone is almost dead, and I need to go plug it in.
So you can talk to Herb.
I have a porn to watch.
He has a porn to watch and to talk to Herb at the same time.
Don't judge me. Gina.
Yes?
Where the hell did you go?
I'm just sitting listening to you guys.
Why?
Because.
Okay, bitch. Let's end the show.
Okay. Alright.
Everyone knows
fuck
what
y'all
to say. Oh, okay.
What? Are you going to get the phone numbers out? You didn't put the phone numbers out.
That's okay, no one calls us anyway.
Oh, yeah, they're like, come from anyway, so fuck it.
206-984-FOUL. And Gina?
It's 206-666-2252. You know they're not going to fucking call that one.
I know, right?
That's right, we've only got a few more days and then we can take that one off the site.
Also, leave email to Gina, because she has a lot of email to answer.
What'd you have, 10,000 million?
The 1,000 million, yes.
Oh, 1,000 million.
And that is foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Ooh, Rui Cub's getting good.
Yeah. And
we're going to call this the interview podcast, Rui Cub.
And then there's the
for the
third... Tina... Hey, we didn't do the TNA time.
We'll have to do that next time.
Okay.
Well, TNA is supposed to be where people write in and ask questions.
Yeah.
Did you check the email that Shayla left for Tina and Ariella?
Oh.
You're talking about at the Nasty?
I'm sorry?
Nasty.
At the Nasty?
Where did you email it?
I sent it to nastypuddingtwins@gmail.com.
He don't know where the fuck he sent it. He has no fucking clue where he sent it. I sent
oh my god, so then somebody out there has like... Oh my god, Tina, Ariella. Like, I totally went to the mall.
Okay, let's end the show. We'll save that one for next time.
Okay.
I'm tired, bitches. Bye, everyone. Thank you,
Rui,
for being on the show.
Yes, thank you, Rui.
Thank you, guys, for having me. I love you guys.
Okay, bye.
Goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Okay, we're not recording anymore.
Oh, we're done?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I guess that's all.
I'm so sorry for taking over your podcast.
Why?
I feel like an asshole. I'm sorry?
Why do you feel sorry?
I don't know, I kind of feel bad that, like, I don't know.
Doesn't take much to make him feel bad, huh?
I know, right? You totally can't be the third in our relationship.
Oh, fuck.
All right, anything else you want to tell us, Rui Cub?
Well, I don't know if you guys really want to hear that story that I was going to go into, but then decided not to do.
You probably shouldn't right now.
All right.
You know why.
So I will see you guys later.
Okay.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Yeah, thank you.
Listen for the show. It'll be out on Thursday, right? Yeah.
Yay.
Thursday. Okay?
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yo, yo, yo! Ricky and Gina, oh my god, this is Rui Cub, and I'm so fucking drunk. I'm so fucking drunk. Oh my god, yes. Yes, I'm drunk. And I'm on the show. We are drinking, and I'm so fucking drunk. And I just wanted to call you to let you know that I know I'm drunk, and I'm madly so open right now, and I'm going to tell you guys some hidden secrets about myself. Okay, maybe not. Maybe they're kind of a little bit public, but whoa, the bug, whatever. Okay, anyways. Interesting fact about Rui Cub number one, his nickname in his fraternity is Pom Pom, okay? Interesting fact number two, Louis, oh shit, I said my name, Rui Cub, okay, has the hots for Mr. Ricky Richard Burton, and because Ricky is just so damn hot. And three, because I can't count, that Gina is awesome, and so can't be the show without Ricky and Gina, so like, whatever. And you know, oh shit, I'm gonna put on Shayla, Shayla's drunk too. She's Shayla, are you there? Oh yeah! Alright, hurry, Shelly. Shayla, come on. Yo, what's up, Ricky? What's up, yo? This is Shayla. Like, what it is, yo? I do what I want, whatever, okay? And, like, I totally want to say shout-out to, like, Tina and Ariel Locke, because she's, like, my girlfriend, whatever. So where you at, girl? All right? All right, guys, this is Rui Cub again. And so I totally want to say I'm a one drunken bastard. And I love you guys. All right. Anyways, love the show. Whatever. Peace.
How's it going, Ricky and Jenna? This is Herb. So all of a sudden, I love your voicemail guy. It's like, leave a message. He sounds like Rip Torn. It's funny. I figured I would answer some questions and talk about a few things that I heard on the show, which was fucking awesome. I can't believe you guys, like, named it after me. That's so cool. I'm, like, really flattered. Thank you. Let me see here. I totally wrote them down because I have a bad memory. So, to answer your question about Little Herb, I'm definitely cut. I kind of really don't have a preference. I like them either way. Everybody has, like, you know, a different kind of body structure, and I think it's cool. And no, I don't like big boys just because I'm a skinny boy and I can't get fat. I just like them. I don't know. They're adorable. Okay, so, and the iTunes contest, dude, I know you guys are going to hate me, but I'm really not a big fan of iTunes or iPods, and I generally just download music constantly for free anyway, as cool as it would be to win something from you guys, and I might do it if you guys keep persuading and talking about it, but, like, I just, you can't expect me to really, like, you know, submit a ballot or whatever you want to call it, just because I don't think I really use it. I guess I could give it to someone. That might be cool. But, yeah. Oh, and Ricky, yeah, in your voicemail to save a message, press 9. I'm pretty sure that's how it is. I have T-Mobile, but most voice messages seem to be 9 for save and, like, pound for skip, you know? So, and 7 is, like, always delete. It's, like, the magic delete number. So, oh, and speaking of that voice message, holy crap, I wish I could get voice messages like that, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to say that people haven't said that to me, but it hasn't been on a voice message that I can save and replay forever and ever and ever. But, yeah, anyway, I'm about to pretty much go to bed, I guess. I got a lot of stuff to do tomorrow around the house because I don't work for another week. So, anyway, you guys have a good night, and I will talk to you soon. Hopefully, I get to be this cool and popular again sometime. I don't know how I managed it, but apparently I have a very sexy voice, but I don't know. It's just the way I talk, but thank you. That's like crazy, crazy cool, flattering, and I totally blushed while I was listening to the Foul Monkey show. So anyway, yeah, you guys should call me sometime while the show is going on, because I will totally answer and be a live guest for you. So anyway, you guys have a good night, and yeah, later.